This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live. I'm back in studio on this Friday, August 16th, Global Transmission. Here's part of a key report we're going to kick off with. And then the main transmission begins in T-minus 5.5 minutes, dealing with CNN's horrendous, America-hating, Antifa-loving personalities.
They support Antifa, a communist organization that openly targets Americans with violence.
The theme here is, I'm Donald Trump and I'll protect you from the scary black people. Antifa is widely perceived as an African-American organization, and this is just part of the same story of LeBron James and Don Lemon and Maxine Waters and the NFL players and the UCLA basketball players. This is about black versus white.
We need to call it what it is. This is organized, premeditated political violence. How fast we turned from Sarah Huckabee Sanders being denied from a restaurant to now the left excusing violence on behalf of a journalist, no less. Democracy dies in darkness until it's a conservative journalist.
Their rhetoric fuels violent attacks on immigration officials, like the one carried out by Willem Van Spronson in July and the recent shootings at ICE offices in San Antonio, Texas, after leftists targeted ICE employees in Florida with threats against their children.
Throughout the country, John Bolton, you have kids in We know everything about you, and you won't just be seeing us here.
Who are they?
This is CNN, the most trusted name in news.
Do you remember when Anderson Cooper actually reported on events rather than vomited out rhetoric that creates them?
Whites will not be the majority. I mean, it's an exciting transformation of the country. It's an exciting evolution and, you know, progress of our country in many different ways.
But at least Cooper was known for his reporting out in the field. Anchors Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon are known for their menacing of society.
Are you calling me Fredo? Take a swing.
Cuomo, who recently lost his demeanor on a man that referred to him as Fredo.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like, dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect!
Is now attempting to play the victim in a half-hearted apology, writing, "This happens all the time these days, often in front of my family, but there is a lesson. No need to add to the ugliness. I should be better than what I oppose."
What are you drinking there, Don?
A little Tito's soda.
Hey, guys.
Tito's soda, that's my friend. We love the Tito's. They send me a T-shirt because I talk about it so much.
Meanwhile, Don Lemon is embroiled in a lawsuit alleging, as the New York Post writes, a former Hamptons bartender says that Don Lemon assaulted him after the CNN host disgustingly fondled himself at a local watering hole. As alleged in his complaint, Heist, 38, told the Post, "Don gets up, walks around the bar, comes up right up to me, and puts his hand down his board shorts. He rubs himself aggressively. Lemon then shoved his index and middle finger in the plaintiff's mustache and under the plaintiff's nose," according to Heiss's suit. "And he kept saying, P or D. He said it 3 or 4 times. I'm like, whoa, man, what the hell?
He needs to just cut him off."
Add to CNN's slippery slope, CNN political analyst April Ryan's bodyguard brandished what appears to be a weapon while throwing out a videographer that had permission to film her speaking event.
You don't get out of here right now. Let me get out.
And you're not an ideological opponent of Ms. Ryan.
When I left the house that day, I was a fan of hers. I was looking forward to seeing her remarks and, you know, maybe learning a thing or two, since she's been a journalist longer than I have.
So the press attacked freedom of the press, in your opinion?
this was an attack on our freedoms. Yes, absolutely.
All in all, under the leadership of Jeff Zucker, CNN allows this arrogant behavior to fester and leftist propaganda machine to spew its biased hyperbole to anyone in its gaze. CNN's ratings have continued to plummet, down by 38%.
Folks, we'll be right back. We're live. It's Friday. Stay with us.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Of course, those who do not want us to speak.
We think, just let me think.
Expect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
These chances suck.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation.
Stop it! Stop it!
The truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and
suppressing
your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the Info War.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome and thank you for joining us on this live Friday, August 16th, 2019, worldwide transmission. Remember, the fact that we even exist and are here on air is in defiance to the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Jeffrey Epstein's of the world, the Bill and Melinda Gates's of the world, the Bill and Hillary's of the world. Thanks to you and all our great affiliates and all the great supporters out there, we are here on the air because of you and only because of you and the good Lord that, of course, controls this universe and all of creation in all dimensions. This is going to be another incredible transmission today. We have Greg Coppola, who is a senior, current Google engineer, who's been put on administrative leave since about a month ago. He went public about the danger to our election systems posed by Google and other big tech giants who are completely out of control. He will be joining us in the second hour. Then Zach Voorhees has flown to New York to meet with colleagues at a major institution. I'll just leave it at that. And he is going to be trying to join us during a lunch break. And he may even be joining us with some of those colleagues. And the folks that he's working with are people like Professor Robert Epstein that testified to Congress 3 weeks ago on the fact that Google and Facebook are currently stealing the 2020 election. So look for a surprise guest as well today. I had some very interesting conversations with very interesting individuals last night with Mr. Voorhees late into the evening. And let me tell you, he's only come out with part of what he knows, and he made the decision last night to come out with more. And I'm going to leave it at that and see how much he wants to talk about. In fact, I forgot to say this. We should just get him and his colleagues on an airplane and whoever else wants to come when they leave New York to Austin, Texas. We should get them in studio next week. Put them up in the hotels, everything. And so I was just texting with him right before I went on air. In fact, there's so much big news happening. Back when the New York Times still did some journalism and the Washington Post still did some journalism, a journalist would spend a month working on one of the things we work on. So we got to move fast, and it means we make mistakes sometimes, but we've proven that 9 times out of 10 we're dead on. And here's the difference. We're trying to tell the truth. We're not trying to deceive like a lot of the corporate media out there. Norm Pattis joins us at the bottom of the hour. He's obviously a nationally known criminal and a defense lawyer, First Amendment expert lawyer, helping us win against unbelievable odds against the fake Sandy Hook suits in Connecticut. He was actually contacted by the ICE officer this morning, and he may end up representing him, but regardless, he's seen the videos of what happened in Rhode Island, the supposed ICE officer running a crowd over. No, he pulls up around the corner, doesn't see him, stops. They get around him, and he just simply bumps them at a quarter mile an hour, putting his car in gear. They're calling it murder. They're looking to charge him in Rhode Island, he's been told. So exclusive info on that. We'll play the video. And they just start celebrating. They go, oh, the truck, ICE murdered us. And they go, I mean attempted murder. So just the foaming at the mouth. No, it's ICE facilities being shot up all over the country and being firebombed from Texas to Washington State. So this rhetoric is going into high gear. Senator Rand Paul has talked about it. That's coming up. And then we have Mike Adams. We have Leo Zagami on the number two to the Pope, now facing trial on the procurement of hundreds of children for industrial-level sex rings for blackmail. You may have heard of that before. And we also have Ghislaine Maxwell, the MI6 spies, all the evidence we've had, in a hamburger place, In-N-Out Burger, in California. And the whole thing looks as staged as a $3 bill to me, reading a book about the life and death of CIA operatives. So she's telling the world, somebody drops a dime, it's how the tabloids work, and then you show up and they do a impromptu photo of how she's a normal person just having a hamburger. But she's telling the world, I'm an intelligence operative. You better leave me alone. We're going to go to break, but first, here is this key report of the media being complicit in the cover-up of all of this.
President Trump has reacted to Epstein's death in what is sadly a very unsurprising way. He is spreading a conspiracy theory,
tying the death of pedophile Jeffrey Epstein in prison to the president's former political rivals, the Clintons.
The president retweeting a theory without evidence that implicates the Clintons in Epstein's death.
Let that sink in. This would be like Gerald Ford or Jimmy Carter or Ronald Reagan claiming that LBJ had Kennedy killed.
Now, the president is helping to spread an outrageous false story about Epstein's death being tied to the Clintons.
Shortly after Jeffrey Epstein was found dead in his jail cell, President Trump retweeted this video from a conservative commentator.
for some odd reason, people that have information on the Clintons end up dead. And they usually die from suicide.
It's appalling. I mean, there's no other way to put it. You have the President of the United States retweeting in unfounded conspiracy theory with no evidence to back it up about a former president of the United States.
We have a president now whose Twitter feed is a chief source of disinformation.
This is another example of our president using this position of public trust to attack his political enemies with unfounded conspiracy theories.
Some extraordinary conspiracy theories.
Conspiracy theories.
Conspiracy theories.
Conspiracy theories.
Conspiracy theories.
Conspiracy theories.
Conspiracy theory, untrustworthy and ridiculous, baseless conspiracy theories.
The President of the United States is pushing a dangerous and completely unfounded murder conspiracy theory about his predecessor.
But do you think it's dangerous?
What he's doing is dangerous.
Republican Marco Rubio agrees it's dangerous.
It's dangerous.
Danger is my middle name.
Dangerously claiming that Epstein was murdered by the Clintons?
But there is no evidence at all to support the conspiracy theory the president is fueling. Marco Rubio says there is evidence Russian bots are now pushing this new conspiracy theory online to further divide America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
To this live Friday edition.
You can run.
I'm Alex Jones, your host.
Long time.
Let's talk about the latest laughingstock that the supposed mainstream media has tried to turn Donald Trump into. While he was a laughingstock that would never win the presidency, and then he was a laughingstock that would never be able to get the economy above a 3% growth rate, and he did. He was a laughingstock on so many fronts. While they said that he couldn't keep the Senate in 2018. He's been the laughingstock on hundreds of points, but in every case, Trump in the end and the American people end up winning. In fact, even Stephen Colbert came out last night and said he doesn't want to be part of the resistance. In fact, he's never been part of it, and Trump's winning. The American people are seeing through the propaganda. Well, the latest laughingstock, ladies and gentlemen, is that Trump wants to purchase or look into purchasing the biggest island in the world, with an estimated $10 trillion of oil and gas on it. Oh, you'd never want to buy that for a few billion bucks. Greenland. Its population is only a few hundred thousand max. Almost no one lives there. The Inuit population started moving there in the last 800 years. That's the Eskimo folks from North America. And if you're a TV viewer, you can see Greenland there on the screen. Why Danish politicians scoff at Trump's reported wish to buy Greenland. It must be April Fool's Day. But you see, Greenland is autonomous. Yes, the Vikings had some small settlements there, but it's autonomous. And the people of Greenland could vote, like Texas voted, to become part of the Union. And it could become the 51st state. You know, like Alaska, that other terrible, horrible purchase. We bought that. Oh, those were kooks back then that bought it for almost nothing, and it's worth more in long-term profit and fuel, natural resources, more than $40 trillion is what it's estimated at. Oh, my goodness. What did another stupid American president buy it for? Well, we're going to go ahead and break down all these other stupid, horrible purchases for TV and radio viewers right now, because it is autonomous. We could pay each person $15, $20 million and buy it and have a multi-1,000% increase in profit and all the resources, the tourism, the development, which everything is going to be in the Arctic in the future. The Arctic, ladies and gentlemen, it's in the Arctic region. It borders the Arctic Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean. And again, it's tens of trillions just the land. It also gets 20 miles out all the natural gas and oil and all the fish and all the goodies. Man, don't you wish all those other dumb presidents wouldn't have bought stuff as well? They were horrible. Even the American flag looks horrible. Actually, it's the coolest looking flag. It's just, there's something about America. We're so stupid, right? That's why everybody wants to move here. So let's go through the history here. Well, after we took from the King of England the original 13 colonies by force, by conquest, by ideas, well, then there was the Louisiana Purchase for $15 million, the equivalent of about $200-plus million today. And as you know, the Louisiana Purchase is worth hundreds of trillions of dollars. What a horrible purchase. What a horrible thing that president did back then. Those were really bad people. There was a Louisiana Purchase. There was, of course, the Red River Valley Purchase. again, just absolutely got it for nothing. Then there was the Florida purchase for $5 million. Oh, my gosh, Florida for $5 million. What another stupid, laughingstock, idiot president. You know, who was president in 1819? Oh, my gosh. Because that person was a really horrible person. Oh, my gosh. Then there was the 1845 Texas annexation. Woo! You don't want Texas and all that oil and all that land and all that power. And I mean, that is just a horrible deal right there. Absolutely horrible deal. And they got that for nothing. Another terrible, horrible decision. I mean, Trump is a frickin' kook, man. We're supposed to just roll over to globalism and have multinational corporations buy up our countries and take control by fraud. We're not supposed to take our money and make good purchases that will absolutely make us incredibly wealthy. The average citizen gets a yearly paycheck from the government off the resources in Alaska. And Trump's even proposing that for any U.S. citizens that would move out of the inside baseball to Greenland. We would then colonize it once it became a U.S. territory, and then later it would become a state. Oh, but who wants to even offer those folks that? Because nobody else seems to be doing it. Then there's the Oregon Treaty. The Oregon Treaty established the boundary between Canada and the United States and the 49th parallel. And again, that was for nothing. And then there's Mexican secession, where we got massive amounts of stuff, including California. Who wants that? Utah, Arizona, all of that. And that was taken, again, by force, because Mexico couldn't even hold it from the Native Americans. We can just continue here. All these other horrible, horrible purchases. The 1853 Gadsden purchase from Mexico, $10 million. And again, that gave U.S. possession of the valley south of the Gila River and the land in which the United States and Arizona and New Mexico now reside. So again, horrible, getting large parts of Arizona and New Mexico. What a horrible deal for $10 million. What a terrible deal. What stupid, bad American presidents. These American presidents absolutely just have to be stopped. These are the worst people that actually bought all of this for almost nothing. $15 million for half the country from Napoleon Bonaparte. Wow. I got to tell you, this Donald Trump is the scum of the earth. He's an idiot. He's a moron. We should not try to buy the biggest island in the world worth over $20 trillion in current rates, even though it's an indigenous population and they have autonomy, and we could go in there and have a referendum and buy it from them for nothing, and then they would get major investment and then major amounts of people moving there, and then everybody will be trying to move to Greenland 50 years after we buy it. Guaranteed. There'll be flotillas of people trying to break into the country. There'll be huge migrant caravan ships. We'll have to put fences up around Greenland once there's shopping malls and movie theaters and all sorts of giant greenhouse facilities growing food. And then once we develop it and there's all these incredible mountain ski resorts and hot springs. I mean, Greenland is incredible. Greenland is magic. Maybe we can show that New York Times photo of Greenland. It looks like where Santa Claus lives or something. And part of the year, warm air comes up for 6 months out of the year, and the southern areas are very, very nice. Oh, but again, it's autonomous. We could buy it. So everyone just laugh at Donald Trump. Ha, 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 ha. Ho, 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 ho. You'll never be president. Ho, ho, ho. You'll never get anything done. You'll never win. America's never been great. It'll never be that great. You know, let's not forget the Alaska purchase from the Russians. Oh, I forgot to get to that one. I'm sorry. How much did we buy Alaska from the Russians? Because there's all these other ones. And I've only got 42 seconds left to go over these. The Baker Island purchase, Guam, Johnston Atoll, Alaska, $7.2 million. $7.2 million from the Russians in 1867. There's a whole bunch of other pages of horrible, stupid, evil purchases by other dirty Americans that believed in manifest destiny and to expand with our renaissance and our superior ideas and to build an amazing place everyone would want to come to, which we did. But now folks want to conquer us. They want to take us over. So here you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the truth at InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Now share this video to the ignorant.
Thomas Jefferson predicted
over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this live Friday global transmission. Coming up, the latest on Jeffrey Epstein. Man, two big Google whistleblowers. Engineers are joining us with more unbelievable over-the-top information as the House of Cards on election meddling, spying on the population, total information awareness comes out. We'll be breaking that all down as well, and so much more. But I saw this video last night and this morning, and now I was talking to Norm Pattis, who is obviously one of the top constitutional criminal First Amendment lawyers in the country. You see him all over the news every day, some of the biggest cases, including some of mine. And I was talking about another matter, and he said, man, I'm looking at representing this fellow. We're not sure yet, but I've talked to him. I've watched the video, and it just doesn't show what they're saying. This ICE captain pulls up to the facility where this Antifa-type crowd is there chanting, and he does pull up quick at first because he's not expecting him. It looks like he comes around a corner. He stops. It's going, looks like about 7-8 miles an hour. And then they surround him and are beating on his window, screaming things. So it looks like he moves forward maybe a half a foot, maybe putting it in gear. You're not sure, but barely bumps him. And they go, oh, oh, homicide. You just murdered. I mean, almost murdered. And then now they're talking about indicting him at the state level there in Rhode Island for attempted manslaughter or murder or something. Norm Pattis gave you the inside scoop on this, but the headlines aren't right from Fox News and even Daily Caller. We have linked up on InfoWars.com. Captain at Rhode Island detention facility drives truck into line of ICE protesters. Well, I guess you'd call bumping somebody, yes. ICE protest turns chaotic after truck plows through crowd, pepper spray used. They surround him. They're beating on his vehicle. And it goes on from there. Meanwhile, we've had ICE facilities shot up. It came within 2 inches of one of the officers in San Antonio. Two different buildings hit in the last couple days. And we have ICE facility attacked in Washington. But I guess that's just part of the resistance. Here's a minute clip shot by the demonstrators who obviously are trying to provocateur a situation like this and finally have it. And it sounds like the woman's having an orgasm. Listen to this.
When I say release her, you say kids, release her.
Kids!
Release her.
Kids!
When I say release her, you say parents, release her.
Parents! Parents! Thank you for being with us. Thank you for staying with us. Whoa! We have... Stay with us. We have someone... Shane! Shane! Oh!
Oh! Shane!
Oh, my God. We have a truck. A truck running over it. We're protesters.
The whole world is watching.
The whole world is watching. Please share this feed. We just had someone commit...
And again, there's several of those clips. We're going to play some more coming up towards the end. But you can hear her say, you've just seen, you know, attempted murder. Well, first she says, oh, it's a murder. And then she says, oh, no, it's attempted murder. So they're just hoping and pleading that this can be as bad as possible. There's a bunch of clips. They're in the Daily Caller article linked up on InfoWars.com. Shot by the demonstrators. And on there, they say never again with Stars of David, and they say we're fighting Nazis. These people literally believe they're fighting Nazis when people are trying to pour into the country. A lot of them have criminal records. If they pour in, they have criminal records, and they have children, we deport them. Everybody does that. Norm Pattis joins us to give us the inside baseball on this. Norm, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. So yesterday, Tom Woodworth is the officer. He is a captain at the Wyatt Federal Detention Facility. It is the holding facility for pretrial detainees at the federal level in Connecticut and Rhode Island and some of Massachusetts. It also holds some people who've been convicted of federal crimes, and it also serves as an ICE detention center. For some months now, protesters have been out trying to persuade the facility, which is a private prison, not to honor its contract with the government to take ICE detainees. At one point, the board concluded, yeah, okay, we won't do it. Bondholders then sued, saying a contract's a contract, honored a deal, so they have detainees. Several months ago, 19 protesters were arrested for creating a public disturbance by depriving people of access to the facility, and the case has become kind of a political hot potato. As I see the videotape, Woodworth is reporting for duty, and he sees people blocking the entrance to the facility, and he approaches the car at an alarming rate of speed and then brakes. And these folks panicked, acting as though they were sitting in the street and didn't expect to see a car coming. They then jump up, and his car is swarmed, and he is berated and called an effing piece of feces, but, you know, with the S word, and so forth. I've watched the videotapes. We didn't know whether we were going to be retained to represent him. It looks like we're not going to be. But, you know, I watched the videotapes a number of times last night because I intended, if I was going to represent him, to come out swinging this morning. And I'm still come out swinging anyhow without the client. I just don't see the assault there. Now, the press reports that five people went to the hospital. A 64-year-old man had a fractured leg and some internal injuries. Somebody else had minor injuries, and three people were injured by the pepper spray that officers used thereafter. Candidly, I don't see anybody getting hit by the car, and I don't know how that individual was injured, if he was injured when the crowd swarmed on him in their desire to climb over the car. But what I do know is, as a Connecticut resident, I depend on that federal facility and the officers in it, and for a number of ways. I have clients who are in there, and the guards protect them. And guards aren't permitted to say, I couldn't get to work today because there were protesters outside. Now, the protesters' stated objective is to shut the facility down. Should they just let everybody in it go? Some people are, you know, I get paid to keep people out of prison and generally view prison as a bad idea. But there are some people who belong there because they're dangerous to society. That's what Thomas Woodworth was trying to do. Now, these people are entitled, the protesters, to, you know, be as dramatic as they want to be and to liken our immigration policies to Nazi Germany. But when they do so, they trivialize the Holocaust. And I say to them, shame on you. Get real. Put both feet in the 21st century and take your heads out of your pity partying heinies, because this is a real crisis in this country that we need to face with mature public policy debates. I will respect and defend their right to protest. I will respect and defend their right to speak out about a matter of public concern. I will defend and protect their right to picket. But when a guy's trying to go to work and his car gets swarmed, he's not a Nazi. This isn't Nazi Germany. Don't trivialize the Holocaust and stop making fools of yourself. If you've got political points to make, make them, but don't do so at the expense of public order. And if you do, at least have the courage that Henry David Thoreau or Martin Luther King had and understand what civil disobedience is. When you break the law, you pay a price. That's what civil disobedience is. You challenge a law and agree to be incarcerated to death.
Well, I mean, what's on top of it is every country on earth is being assaulted by collapsing third world populations.
Yep.
And they've got the military on the border of Brazil and places like Venezuela because millions are trying to pour across. It's anarchy. Thousands are starving a day just in Venezuela alone. And now the UN's forming Venezuelan caravans coming up here, and we're supposed to just give everybody stuff free. Third of the time, they're adults with kids that aren't their kids. Of course we've got to ship them back. I mean, this is insane. The Senate report, Norm, as you know, the Washington Post reported on it, said tens of thousands of children unaccompanied, thousands in sex slavery, hundreds dead. But these people say never again. These are death camps. That's insane. They are not death camps. You talk about defamation that's dangerous. You talk about inciting riots. They know what they're doing.
Oh, absolutely. They were chanting before, no justice, no peace. Well, is it any wonder there wasn't peace on the streets? You know, and the whole world is watching. Yeah, we're watching and we're wondering what the hell's the matter with you kids or you people. I mean, I wish Woodworth the best. He, yesterday, his truck was impounded by Rhode Island law enforcement authorities. Governor Raimondo has already turned on him, absent an investigation. I suspect she's trying to become the Beto O'Rourke of New England, and I wish you'd keep your Beto to yourself down there.
That's right. So the word is they're planning to crucify this guy. Thank you, Norm.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
I think one of the things, Frank Figluzzi, is that this president has always, from anyone who was around him, Anthony Scaramucci knows this as well as anybody else, demanded this blind loyalty, right? I say it, it must be so. Or even if you don't think it's so, you don't criticize me for it.
Well, this is why it's so important to look through the lens of radicalization when you look at this president and then apply counter-radicalization techniques, because you're right. Attacking his followers is going to be counterproductive. He demands that loyalty, and they are loyal. So if you call Trump followers racist and mass, they simply coalesce around each other and become even more defensive and protective of the leader, just as they would in, say, a terrorist organization to compare to the radicalization problem.
That's Frank Bigliozzi, former deputy director of the FBI under Obama. If you believe in America, if you believe in freedom, if you believe in the family, if you believe in the Second Amendment, if you believe in defending our borders, if you want to purchase land that you can buy to make your country wealthier and larger and stronger, well, you're a bad person. That's why I love them making fun of Trump trying to buy Greenland, the largest island in the world, over $20 trillion of discovered oil and gas. And we could go in there and buy it from the indigenous population that's autonomous from Denmark, even under a bidding war. $200 billion would be chicken feed. All that's on it now is a bunch of shacks. A couple hundred thousand people, and that's seasonal. The Inuits didn't even start living there until the Vikings built settlements 700 years ago. Not even the Eskimos could settle it. Until Leif Erikson and the rest of the crew showed up. And trailblazed it. And now it just sits there. Waiting for multinational corporations to come in and get it for nothing. And Trump's an idiot. Trump's a terrorist. Kind of like that purchase of Alaska for $7.2 million in 1867. Terrible idea. It's worth tens of trillions now. Midway Islands, got that for free. Terrible idea. Hawaiian Islands, that was the worst. It was terrible. We don't want those. Dumb American problem. Philippine Islands, terrible idea. Purchased a bunch of that from Spain. Puerto Rico, terrible idea. Guam, terrible idea. American Samoa, terrible idea. Wake Island, terrible idea. Panama Canal Zone, that we then built the Panama Canal. Terrible idea. Just terrible. Virgin Islands, Kingsman, I mean, this is just the modern stuff. The worst one is $15 million for the entire Midwest down to Louisiana, Mississippi. How many states is that now today? What, like 12 states? I mean, 12 states? I mean, that is the worst idea I ever heard of. Louisiana purchase. Yep, Trump's an idiot. He's a bad guy. Well, you just heard the former deputy director of the FBI. He said the Trump supporters are like terrorists. Last week he said Trump lowered the flags to half-staff to Heil Hitler. Because he knows leftists will actually believe that. Yes, he ordered them lowered on a certain date and brought back up another to salute Hitler because it was 88. You know, not many people know that a very small group of prisoners like the number 88 because it's the number of the alphabet. It kind of becomes a schizophrenic thing that H is 8. And so H-H-8-8. Don't tell Drew Pearson that or anybody else that's got the jersey 88. Unbelievable. You know, the only football jersey I ever think I wore as an adult is I liked Drew Pearson because he had a good attitude and was a Christian and wasn't a corrupt guy. And I actually had a Drew Pearson 88 jersey. I didn't know it was for Hitler. Did you know it was for Hitler? I didn't know the Dallas Cowboys were so avowed Hitlerian. You know, Jay-Z, the admitted former crack dealer, now met with the head of the NFL this week, and he's going to head up the Justice Warrior section of the FBI. Yeah, if 44% of the NFL's profits are down, 40% of their viewers, if that doesn't make you want to get into SJW more, Social Justice Warrior, well, then nothing will. I mean, I would not be involved with the NFL in any way. I refuse to watch any games. I refuse to wear any of the apparel. I found an old pair of Nike tennis shoes that, man, I've had for like 10 years. In storage, and they're comfortable as hell. But I threw them away. Threw them in the trash because I am not going to be associated with anything to do with SJWs or globalism or any of it. It's truly disgusting. I'm going to stop right there. I wanted to get into Ms. Maxwell, the reported procurer of young girls, you know, the female handler for the sex operatives, her dad, a famous MI6 spy,
She did a stage photo op with a book about the life and death of a CIA operative. She's telling the world what she's doing. She's just a regular person that served her country. It's all a big message that if you mess with me, I'll release info. We'll see how good that worked out for Jeffrey, sweetheart. You know, he had dead man switches. But see, the establishment thinks Google can hide all that if it comes out. Because, you know, Google's actively suppressing anything about Jeffrey Epstein or the Clintons. Imagine all those Google employees signed on, unless they speak out, to supporting pedophiles. But not the folks we have coming on today. No, we've got a big Google whistleblower who's so far only done a taped interview with Project Veritas. Greg Coppola is a senior engineer put on administrative leave. He's going to be joining us. And then Zach Voorhees is scheduled to be trying to get in on the line as well. He's in a very important meeting in New York City with some professors and scientists, some of the folks you've been seeing testify to Congress. Not liberty to talk about it yet, but this is a big, big deal. And the levy has broken. In fact, we should probably come in with the levy breaks from Led Zeppelin when he joins us at 6 after. But first, let me just remind folks of this. We're only here because of you. And in the last 2 weeks, the Democratic Party has filed two more lawsuits on me for Sandy Hook because they believe that the Court of Appeals is going to throw their lawsuits out coming up in September, just like the Supreme Court is looking over the shoulder of the kangaroo operations in Connecticut against me. Unheard of. During the suit, the Supreme Court came in and took the case as a public interest and is looking at it, saying that my rights are being violated. Your rights are being violated. They're trying to end the First Amendment by misrepresenting things. Here's KXAN right here. Additional lawsuit filed against Alex Jones by Sandy Hook parents last week. Another one this week. And they've amended and pulled most of the stuff out of their suit that I never said or didn't do. That's not going to fly very well with the appeals court or the Supreme Court of Texas or the Supreme Court. So they know those suits are in deep trouble. If it doesn't get thrown out by the appeals court, you know the First Amendment's basically dead. At least at that level. But they've gotten the wins that it's going to be thrown out. And so, oh, don't worry, here's more suits. Well, it doesn't work that way. You don't file when one suit fails another one in the same cause. So it's all about face saving. It's all about desperation. It'll be all over the news again. Oh, he's sued. He's going down. We're not going down unless you let us go down. And so you've been really coming through. We're trying to expand. You're seeing that. We're trying to fight harder, but it takes a lot of cold, hard cash to do it. We make it easy with great products you need. The Wake Up America coffee, I think, is the best out there. It has a great price. The fluoride-free toothpaste for blue is amazing. Fortified with colloidal silver and iodine. And this is basically the big mega sale we had, the Banniversary sale. But a lot of stuff, like the water filters and some of the other supplements, are on the verge of selling out or did sell out. So we pulled those. So it's not a store-wide 50, 60% off, but 80% of what was on sale is still on sale, but we're having to pull those daily, and so get the stuff while it lasts. World Awakens Mega Sale, Globalist House of Cards Collapses, End of Summer Super Sale, Krill's back in, super high quality, 50% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Turbo Force, long 10-hour clean energy, all the minerals and vitamins and five different types of healthy caffeine, the time release. There's nothing else like it. A lot of sports people are using it. A lot of folks are really blown away by how high quality it is because nobody puts this much product into this of high quality. And just hundreds of other items are 56% off, shorewide free shipping, and double Patriot points. And you're funding the second American Revolution worldwide and winning. But don't let them take us down. Your prayers, your word of mouth, and your financial support is critical. So I salute you, and I humbly thank you and ask you for more support. We'll be back with hour number two. Stay with us.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.